Police have followed up on hundreds of leads in the case of the missing boy, Avante Oquendo, but there's been no sign of him since he ran out of his school in Queens well over a month ago. The posters and MTA announcements for Avante have grown more scarce. And, as WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, his family pushes on, joining a group of bereaved families across the country whose missing children have not come home.
They're somewhere around here.
Daniel Oquendo spends almost every day outside the school where his son disappeared. While police continue the official search, Oquendo works with volunteers out of a small heated trailer. They're given flashlights and maps of Long Island City.
We have them set out like grids with different letters and numbers on them associated with each section.
Volunteers can stop by any time in person or call a phone line that's staffed out of an RV that's also parked outside the school.
347-227-7948. And that's 24 hours.
Who's staffing it?
Oh, we staff it. Just someone there, usually 24 hours a day. We try to alternate family members, but I'm usually the one here.
Oquendo is 44, and he looks tired, wearing sunglasses much of the time. He's taken a leave from his job in Florida to be here. Avante's mother, brothers, and grandmother also visit the command center regularly. Oquendo says they chose this site for a reason.
I do feel that he's around this area, but I feel it's important to be here also to basically show everybody this is our stand.
He says local hotels have donated rooms, but he just uses them to shower, preferring to sleep in the RV.
I'm not going to lay up comfortably knowing that he could be out here in the streets.
The RV and the trailer are both on loan from Robert Wilkins. He's a retiree from New Jersey who says he wanted to help the family. He points to stacks of supplies donated by individuals and local businesses.
These are batteries with flashlights.
Volunteers are still coming, as evidenced by a list of names, but not as many now that it's been more than a month since Avante disappeared and the temperatures are getting cold.
Because this is a high-profile case, it's still going to get the volunteers and whatever, but at some point that's going to kind of wear down.
Dwayne Bowers is a trauma therapist who's also a consultant to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Sadly, he says there's a cycle to these things. Families go from believing their child will be found at any moment to recognizing it's not going to happen immediately. And when they make that switch, he says they wind up living with a dual reality.
They think in terms of, here's what I'm going to do if he's back, here's what I'm going to do if he's not back. Here's what Christmas is going to look like if he's back. Here's what it's going to look like if he's not back. And from a mental health point of view, that's unhealthy. But in reality, that's the only way they can move forward. That's the only way they can actually exist, is with this dual sense of reality. And that can actually last for several years.
Colleen Nick has been living with that for more than 18 years. Her daughter Morgan was abducted at age 6 from a Little League game in Alma, Alabama, and she was never found. Nick says she can understand why Avante's family is still actively searching.
Children who are at risk, who are missing long-term, a very small percentage come home alive. We all understand that as parents of missing children, but until you can prove to me that my child is not coming home alive, then my fight every day is for her.
Like Avante's family, Nick took off from work and spent more than a month living out of a command center holding press conferences to keep attention on her daughter. Eventually, she says, police met with her to explain their need to scale back the search. She says she understood, but there was an adjustment.
People can tell you to go back to your regular life or your normal life, but here's the bottom line is that every single day there's an empty seat at our dinner tables.
Like many other parents in the same situation, she says she couldn't go back to her old job. She started the Morgan Nick Foundation to counsel families of missing children. Avante Oquendo's family is still a long way from settling into a new routine. For them, the search is their only focus. False leads are also part of the process. Last week, a photo was taken on a subway of a boy who looked like Avante, but it wasn't him. Daniel Oquendo says he doesn't mind because it means people are still looking.
Who knows if a false lead will lead us to somewhere accurate.
But after almost 5 weeks, he has felt a shift. He tries not to get upset by the twists and turns of the search, the rumors on social media.
It's something that you have to sort of deal with. Nah, you just break down. I mean, it's easy to just go in the corner and just give up, but this is something that you have to keep seeing every day and dealing with it in that kind of manner. You have to get used to it. You have to grow a thick skin.
He says he hopes the case has led to one thing at least, a greater awareness of the vulnerabilities of autistic children. Like Avante, many of these kids can't speak, and they have a tendency to wander. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.